Welcome to another edition of On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group, right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. Our phone lines are open for you to get in touch at 844-580-WDBO. 844-580-9326 is the number. You can go ahead and dial us in right now, 844-580-WDBO. Of course, you can also go through the open mic feature in the WDBO app if you'd like to leave a question that way. But we've got the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, and Aaron Burt here answering your questions live on the air. Financial Times calls them one of the top 300 firms in the country, and you can take advantage of that right now. 844-580-WDBO. 844-580-9326. Good morning, Joe and Aaron. What kind of questions will we be answering on the show today?
Good morning. We are here to answer any questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances, as we have been doing here for our WDBO listeners for more than 30 years. Aaron and I are here to take the questions, things you're thinking about regarding your IRA, regarding your 401k, regarding your mutual fund, regarding real estate, long-term health care, annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, all that and more. As the intro says, we are certified financial planner professionals. This is what we do for a living. We provide investment advice and financial planning services to our clients for a fee, working with them as fiduciaries. But on Saturday morning, we are here absolutely free for you. So if you have any questions, anything might be on your mind, things you've been thinking about, things you're kicking around, things you might have heard, that's why we are here. And the lines are absolutely wide open. So if you ever thought about calling in the show, this is your day to do it. So pick up the phone and dial these numbers.
844-580-WDBO. 844-580-9326. 844-580-WDBO. Also on Facebook right now, facebook.com/onthemoneyfl. You can participate in the show live that way. Leave comments in the Facebook live video, and we'll go ahead and read those live on the air here as well. But in the meantime, those phone lines, 844-580-WDBO. And Joe and Aaron, actually, before we start here, I'm going to go off script. And
it's your show. Go ahead. You've got the control.
Well, it's great because there is no script for this show.
That's
anyway.
Right.
So we mention every week that you guys are certified financial planner professionals. And I just think it might be good out there to kind of explain to the people what that means and why it's important that you are such, because I mean, it's not just something that anybody can announce. I can't come on the radio right now and say I'm a certified financial planner professional. That's not, I am not.
No, but you be surprised at what people do out there. They call themselves, well, first of all, maybe a financial planner. They call themselves an investment manager, wealth advisor. There are all kinds of terms out there. The certified financial planner designation is one that goes back now almost 50 years. I was certified by the College for Financial Planning and is now managed, if you will, by the Board of Standards of Certified Financial Planner Professionals. And what it requires today is a college degree. It takes a course of study that takes about 2 years to complete. You have to have 2 years of internship, and you have a two-day exam. Everything's in twos. A two-day exam that has about a 50% pass-fail rate. We have a code of ethics and ongoing education. And there are about a little over 80,000 certified financial planners today, and there are over hundreds of thousands of folks out there in the investment world that call themselves financial planners, investment advisors, and so on and so forth. And we're pretty proud of the fact that we have all of our planners here at Certified Financial Group are, in fact, certified financial planners. We have 14 certified financial planners here under one roof, and we provide investment management and financial planning advice for our clients for our fees, working with them as fiduciaries. And as the intro says as well, as a certified financial planner, we are required to work with you as a fiduciary. Anybody can say them they are a fiduciary, and that's the F word that everybody's throwing around today because that's the buzzword. And I'm a fiduciary, come do business with me. Mm-hmm. You can say you're a fiduciary, but there is no, there's nothing that proves that you're a fiduciary.
I think it's just because it's a fun word to say.
Well, that could be.
That fun.
That could be. But if you listen to the radio programs, and I do regularly on the weekends, on Saturday and Sunday, everybody is a fiduciary. As a certified financial planner, we are required by our licensing to work with you as a fiduciary, which means we put your interests first. And in fact, we take it to the point where we give you a fiduciary oath and we put it in writing that we are, in fact, going to work with you as a fiduciary. So that's thank you for the opportunity to talk about that. But I think that is the distinction of, and there are many great certified financial planners here in Central Florida. We don't have a lock on them, although we happen to have 14 CFPs here, and three of them are CPAs, or two of them are CPAs, and we have a standalone CPA. So we've got a lot of horsepower here at Certified Financial Group, and we welcome your inquiry. If you want to know more about us, you can go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. Planners here at Certified Financial Group have been doing investment advice and financial planning for a fee now for more than 40 years. We're in the third generation of clients, and we'd be welcoming your call. And we have some workshops coming up too, right, Aaron? So if you want more information, particularly about financial planning, this is a great one that's coming up next next Saturday at 11 o'clock. Rodney Ownby will be doing it. So right. Go ahead. Take it away, Aaron.
On the 28th of August, so we for those that are regular listeners to the show, know that we have been going undergoing construction and renovations in our office for the last 2 years now, and we finally completed that about 4 months ago, and now we have a brand new, beautiful, state-of-the-art learning center, which is actually right behind where I am right now. And in that learning center, we have the ability to accommodate 30-plus people in there. We've got big screen TVs, and we really did it to educate the public and educate our clients on the different aspects of financial planning and different topics having to do with their financial life. And so we are now holding workshops in person back in our learning center. So it's an opportunity for you to come see our office, know that we're here. We're not working out of some garage somewhere. We're working out of our house, and you can see our office and come meet us and get educated at the same time. And so the next one is, like we said, is 28th of August, and that's going to be key elements to a successful financial plan. Rodney is hosting that. And again, that's appropriate for anyone who's interested in gaining an understanding of the financial planning process and how that works, the aspects and the elements that go into it, the questions that we ask, and the ultimate output that you should expect to receive by working with a financial planner who's going to be putting together a financial plan for you. So again, that's August 28th here in our office. If you're interested in any of our workshops, you can go to our website, again, financialgroup.com. And at the top, there's a seminar workshop button that you can hit, and you can register right there online.
That's from 11 to 1 next Saturday. And Rodney will be providing refreshments. And in addition to being a certified financial planner, Rodney is also a CPA, so you get some double barrel action there. So we encourage you to come on by. If you ever wonder what's in a financial plan, how we do it here at Certified Financial Group, I think you'll get a lot out of it. It is absolutely free. And as Aaron said, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. Click on events, and you can make your reservation right there online.
And we do, and just so you know, we do workshops about once a month, and it's on various topics or varying topics. The key elements to a successful financial plan is the one in August. In September, Gary hosts one that talks about, will your savings last a lifetime? That's the 25th of September. And then in October is the Countdown to Retirement Seminar, which has been going on now for years. Very popular seminar for those that are nearing retirement, and that's on the 23rd of October. And again, on November 21st is the super popular Healthcare Options in Retirement. That's on 6th November, and Gary hosts that one as well. So if you're interested in any of the seminars that we host every month, again, go to our website, financialgroup.com, click on the seminar button, and feel free to register for absolutely no cost.
And we hope to see you there.
Stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Coming up a few different workshops there, and as they said, free to register. And they are limited seating, though, so you want to get in there sooner rather than later. August 28th, that next one. That's next weekend.
Yes, sir.
Let's go ahead and punch the phone lines out there one more time for you. 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Let's go ahead and introduce what our topic is. We've only got about a couple minutes till the break. We can introduce and then maybe get into a little more detail coming up. But this one, this is an interesting one. I just got engaged, so that's the only reason why I say this. Important financial issues for married couples. And then what happens when the other one dies? That took a dark turn.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, there's only two things really in life that are guaranteed. One is death and the other is taxes. And both of them seem to be happening more frequently for some reason. taxes are going up, and it seems like, at least recently around here, well, I don't know around here, but it just seems like the number of people passing away. And I guess the longer that you're in this business, you know, you have more and more clients, and eventually, you know, one of the partners or one of the spouses unfortunately ends up passing away. And so we've been dealing with this a lot lately with the next generation from a spousal perspective, and then also for the next generation for the children. So, but we're specifically going to talk about spouses today. And there's several issues that need to be discussed prior to the passing away of the spouse. And then we're going to talk about also, you know, the concerns and what things that you need to consider once one spouse does pass away. So just kind of teasing that topic, because I know we're going to run into a little bit of a break here, but just wanted to make sure that we're going to discuss issues like Social Security options and pension options, and how is that really going to impact your Medicare and taxes. Talk about annuities a little bit, life insurance, and a couple other different topics. So again, it's inevitable. It's going to happen one spouse eventually passes away before the other one, usually. And so there's just some considerations that really need to be thought about prior. And so we're going to talk about that here after the break.
And the important thing is, if you haven't done any planning for that, if you haven't thought about that, and you leave it to chance and that situation occurs, we have seen it where clients have walked into our office for the first time with a mess because they didn't do any planning. And we're the objective behind what Aaron is talking about is to tell you what you need to do so you don't look back and say, gee, I wish I'd have known that. So we hope you'll stay tuned, and we'll cover that in a few minutes.
That's right, and you can give us a call in the meantime at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group on WDBO. Welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. You can go ahead and join us here on the airwaves at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. Joe and Aaron Bird here with us live on the radio, so go ahead and give us a call, 844-580-9326. 580-WDBO. And Joe and Aaron, we got a good friend of yours calling in, I guess.
I don't have any friends. Let's see who this is.
Oh, well, no, maybe I should have pressed him a little more. It's hopefully not a prank caller or something. It's going to go south quick.
Yeah.
Well, Frank Corso Jr. Hey, Frank. How are you? How's your family?
Everyone's good. Mom and Dad are enjoying retirement. And,
good.
I just wanted to let you and Aaron know I've been enjoying the show, listening to it for the last few weeks, and you guys are doing a great job, very informative, and I know it's been a while, but happy belated birthday, Mr. Burt.
Well, thank you very much, and please call me Joe. Yes, my father was Mr. Burt, Frank, so, you know.
Okay, Joe.
Once you get over the age of 40, you can call the old people by their first name. I appreciate that very much, though, Frank.
I am 55. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
I know.
Yeah,
you guys are doing a great job. I don't want to keep you too long, but just wanted to call and say thank you. And you and Aaron are just doing a fantastic job. Very informative show. And I just wanted to say hello.
Well, that's very kind of you. And best to you and your family, Frank.
Good to hear your voice.
Hey, Aaron. Good talking to you guys. Have a great rest of your day. And thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Yeah, good to hear from you. You know, we have a lot of family and friends that tune in on Saturday. And good to hear from you. I haven't seen them in quite some time.
Yeah.
Yep. So our topic today, Aaron, is...
Yeah, so we were going to talk about considerations for married couples, especially when one is passing away or one has passed away. One of the biggest misconceptions really is Social Security benefits and how that really works with spousal coordination. And a lot of people don't understand the impact of the Social Security decisions that they make and how that actually impacts their spouse. When we do financial planning for people, we really dig into the Social Security aspect and typically encourage the higher earning spouse to delay Social Security as long as possible, just because of the impact that it has on the lesser earning spouse. The higher earning spouse that benefit passes on to the lesser earning spouse when they pass away. So we always encourage them to try and get that benefit as big as possible, kind of as a longevity insurance, to try and get the biggest benefit available from the Social Security Administration. However, that does get impacted if the younger spouse starts Social Security earlier. So that's something that we always take into account and always try and coordinate whenever we meet with clients of Social Security. But Social Security is a very important thing that passes on and needs to be considered when one of the spouses passes away. The other thing that you need to consider too is pension benefits. We get a lot of questions now. This is becoming less and less frequent, I should say, but regarding pension benefits and whether they should take a survivor benefit. Most people with a pension, they have some options when they go to choose that pension. And one of the options is you can do single life, and single life is the you get it for the lifetime of the person who had earned the pension. So husband and wife, the husband has a pension. If he takes the single life option, when he passes away, that pension stops. Now, there are survivor options usually available as well. And you could do 100% survivor, which means that the spouse gets the exact same amount that the husband was getting. And then there's 50% survivor. Some have 75% survivor. I mean, there's all sorts of different survivor
options. But when the single life option, I think we need to tell our listeners that maybe not be familiar with it. With the single life option, you get the biggest check. That's the good right. news. The bad news is, as you said, Aaron, when you pass on, it's over.
Right. So and then with the 100% survivor, you get the smallest check. So you have to have a conversation there about, you know, is it better to get the single life option? Is it better to do the smaller amount? Is it better to get some sort of life insurance to insure that benefit? Is there a lump sum option? There's all sorts of different things that the spouses need to consider of the way to protect the other spouse. Health plays into this a lot as well. So just some stuff that that spouses need to think about when they have pension options that are sitting there in front of them. Same thing is true with an annuity. If you have an annuity, there's different options also available for there, especially if you're going to annuitize it. But there's a couple other things we're going to talk about. It looks like we have a call from George. So do we want to try and get George in here before the break?
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes here. Let's go ahead and bring George on here. And if we need
morning,
to
George.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, George.
Listen, I'm working on my last will, and I have a son and a daughter, and I ordered some forms from a financial institution so they can claim their money when I go. There are two quick questions. What is contingent and what is per stirpes?
Good questions. Contingent means who gets the money when the primary isn't there. So you're going to name beneficiaries. Primary beneficiary is first in line. If the primary beneficiary is not there, then it goes to the contingent. And you can name the beneficiaries in any percentage that you want. If you like your son more than your daughter, you give him more. Otherwise, 50-50, however you want to do it. And per stirpes, that's Latin for by bloodline. What does that mean, Aaron?
Yeah, so per stirpes means what happens to it if that beneficiary predeceases as well. So we always like to use the example. I'll use the example. I'm married. Let's say I'm the owner of the account. My primary beneficiary is my wife, Kelly, and then I have three children, Bennett, Anna, and Sam. And let's assume that they're old enough to have children, so I have grandchildren, which I don't, but let's just assume that I do. If I go fishing with my son, Bennett, and my wife, Kelly, and the boat sinks, what happens to my money, right? Well, my primary beneficiary is gone, which is Kelly, my wife, and then one of my contingent beneficiaries is gone, which is Bennett, my son. So the question is, what happens to Bennett's share of the inheritance? And really, it depends on whether or not you check per stirpes. If you check per stirpes, it goes to his children by bloodline. If you don't check per stirpes, it goes to the other beneficiaries that are named on the form.
Not to the spouse, but to the children by bloodline. Thanks for the call, George. Great question.
Good stuff there, George. Appreciate that. We've got plenty more show on the way. Give us a call, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group on WDBO. Welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group, right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. You can go ahead and give us a call right now at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326 if you want to join in. In the meantime, let's go ahead and head to those phone lines right now. We've got Rich calling in from New York.
Rich, good morning.
Rich, you there?
Good morning. How can we help you?
Yes, do you hear me?
We can hear you.
I have a question. I'm 55 years old. I make $120 a year. I max out my 401k.
Okay.
Now, I'm in the process of picking up a part-time job driving a school bus for the school district.
Okay.
Now, they offer a pension, but I have to put in 3% of my salary.
Right.
And I think I have the opportunity of doing a 457.
457? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, my question is, the 3% that I have to put into the pension, does that go against my maximizing, you know, from my 401k at my other job? My 401k?
Let me back up just a second. How old are you, Rich?
55.
55. And how much in terms of dollars are you putting into your 401k?
$25,950
okay,
a year.
So you are in fact maxing it out, and you're getting a match.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, you should be able to put into your 457, don't you think, Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that 3% is a required contribution. Well, he's asking if the 3% goes against his match or his contribution to his 401k. The answer to that question is no, it doesn't. And then you can also contribute to your 457 plan as well. So you can do both.
Excellent. Okay. And then can I ask another question?
Of course. Yeah. All the way from New York. You get two.
Alrighty. You have a very informative radio show. I'm like a podcast junkie. I listen to everything.
Well, thank
you.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Rich, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
So you found us on a podcast. What did you look for?
Oh, I'm always looking up CFPs because we're eventually going to move to North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like CFPs, you know, in the South. I'm always Googling something and you folks popped up. Now, my other question is, this is where I get a little concerned, or when I look at your website, let's say I hire you, Joe. Am I hiring you? Like, is every planner, do they all have their own book of business, or am I hiring the firm? Like, you know,
that's a great question.
Concern.
That, you know, I appreciate that question. You know, we talk about here Certified Financial Group and having 14 certified financial planners. I look and I run Certified Financial Group as a big hospital, all right? And our job here is to provide the latest state-of-the-art equipment and resources for all of our planners, who I consider doctors, to help their clients. But each planner has their own practice working with their individual clients. Now, that allows you to have, this way you know you have the direct contact, you're not being shuffled from one planner to another, and you're going to work and have that relationship directly with that planner. However, the good news is because we have such depth of knowledge here with 14 planners and 3 CPAs, we collaborate, which means we work collectively on cases. When we come up with some new ideas or some strange circumstances, we all work together. But if you hire, when you call in here and you're looking for a specific planner, you can work and will work with that planner. So you're working directly with, now planners work sometimes with a team, like on my team, I have Aaron and myself, and we work with our clients as a team. This way, if I'm on vacation and so on and so forth, but we also have backup when the individual planners go on vacation.
Right.
But I hope I answered your question. That's how we work. So you're buying the resources of the entire firm, but you're working with an individual planner.
Yes, because there's another firm, another large firm in the north, that they talk about a round table. Like when they get somebody, it goes into the round table, and everyone looks at the whole entire, you know, person situation. And
well, you know,
do you
I
have like a bit of a round table.
Well, we meet on a regular basis. But let me tell you something. We've been at this long enough, and our planners are so experienced that it comes to the planner meeting if it's an unusual circumstance. But basically, when we see clients, 95% of it is pretty much vanilla. They want to know, this is what I have, this is what I'm earning, this is what I expect to have, this is what my expenses are, and how can you give me some peace of mind so that I'm going to be okay when I'm 95 years old. Now, every client is unique, and there are certain circumstances, but believe me, there isn't virtually anything that we haven't seen that we can't figure out. But if we come up against something, that's why you have the depth of 14 planners here.
Okay. And then one last thing.
Sure.
So
go ahead.
How do I know, and this is, I can't, you know, like, how do I know you're not going to Bernie Madoff me?
Great question. That's a boy. You're loaded with good. I like these guys from New York, and I think you're right to the point. Oh, here's what we do. You know, we manage a couple $1 billion of money for our clients. All right. We don't custody any money. By that, I mean, if we blow away tomorrow, can't find Aaron, me, and the 12 other guys who work here and gals who work here, your money is never here. We use two major custodians. We use TD Ameritrade, which is soon to be Schwab, and Fidelity. And the assurance that we can't run off with your money is because you get a statement directly from Fidelity. You have 24/7 access on the internet from Fidelity and TD Ameritrade. You can see your account is there.
Right.
What we become is we become the pilot, so to speak. We tell them what to do on your behalf to build a portfolio and monitor the portfolio, and the money sits there. See, Bernie Madoff was running his own deal, and he was creating his own statements.
Right.
And that's the difference.
He didn't use a qualified custodian to hold his money. Right. And that's really the distinction there, is that we use qualified custodians that are independent of our firm to right. hold the assets on our client's behalf.
Right. And on top of that, we're required by the SEC to be audited every year
right.
to verify that what we're doing is up and up and so on and so forth. And Bernie Madoff never had an auditor.
Well, that's because he was in, well, never
mind. He was cahoots with the auditor. That's right. He was in cahoots with the auditor.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I just for the general public, I listen to maybe 20 hours a week, and you folks, you know, you're checking off every box of, you know, credibility and sincerity. And, you know, it just scares me a little bit. I'm like, there's got to be something wrong with this firm, you know, and I can't find it. I can't find it.
Well, so, we've been in Central Florida for over 40 years, and believe me, if there was something fishy here, we'd been long gone.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Rich, I appreciate your call. Right. You've had some of the best questions I've had in a long time.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Rich.
Thanks for the call, Rich.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, good call there, Rich. Yeah, that was very good, Rich. Appreciate that. 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. And well, from one Rich, we'll go to another Rich. This Rich calling in from Winter Springs, a little closer to home here. Rich, welcome onto the show.
Good morning, Rich.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. I actually believe that your previous call might have answered my question, but
sure.
I realize you have 14 financial planners, and I was just wondering if there was any peer review process in place to ensure that each of your planners are performing up to standards. But as I mentioned, I think you kind of covered it in the previous caller's answer.
Well, you give us an opportunity to talk about that. Yeah, we have a very, very diligent process.
Well, we do a couple different things. It's funny that, I come from my previous background is I was in the military for 5 years. And my experience in the military was actually in the medical system within the military. And one of the things that's popular or necessary in the medical system is physician peer review, where the physicians take the charts and review their peers to make sure that they're diagnosing and treating patients correctly and doing their charts correctly. And so when I first came here almost 13 years ago now, that was one of the things that I brought to the firm was putting in place a system so that the planners here were peer reviewed by each other. And so we've really rolled that out now. We have a peer review committee that looks at the financial planning aspect of what we do, and they look at the plans that our planners are putting together, and they try and shoot holes in them. We run that committee regularly now, and it's kind of, we rotate through with the 14 different planners, and they sit down with our chief compliance officer and go through a couple of the different plans, and they look for opportunities for improvement. And then the other thing we have is we have our compliance department, and one of the designations that we're very proud of with our firm is our CFEX designation, which is from the Center for Fiduciary Excellence. It's an independent audit that we undergo every year voluntarily, and they come in and they look at everything that we do from our processes and our procedures. And one of the things that they really dig into is our compliance review that's done every quarter as well. From our, we create various reports to make sure that our planners are all doing what they're supposed to be doing from an asset management perspective, and that they're properly filling out all their notes and doing all the things that they're supposed to be doing. So we have a couple different review areas that we basically have brought onto ourselves to make sure that we're running the best shop that we can for our clients, and that they're we're all in full compliance with what's expected of us.
So that's how we do it, Rich. It's pretty rigorous, but we're proud of it, and it's what you need to do to provide the best services that you can for your clients. In addition to certified financial planners, as I said earlier, with the question that Chris, our producer there, asked is as certified financial planners, we are required to have continuing education as well, and they have a code of ethics and all that other stuff that wraps around it. So anybody can call themselves a financial planner today. Many people are, because it's a big business, and everybody today is a fiduciary. But you can say you're a fiduciary, but are you really a fiduciary? And as I said before, as a certified financial planner, we are required by our licensing to work with you as a fiduciary, and we put that promise to you in writing. So if anybody wants more information about what we do and how we do it, please go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. financialgroup.com. We have our office here in Altamont Springs. We also have an outpost down in the Windermere area to service our clients down in South Orlando. So if you want some more information about us, once again, go to our website, financialgroup.com. And by the way, I forgot to mention that Rodney Ownby, certified financial planner and CPA, is also taking calls off the air here in the office. You can reach him right now at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800. 9800 or 1-800-EXECUTES if you're executing a legal document. And if the line is busy, please leave a message and he promises to get back to you.
All right. In the meantime, though, we're going to take a quick break for the three big things you need to know. We can take some more calls, though. 844-580-WDBO is the number to go ahead and dial in. 844-580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group on WDBO. Welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. We are live here. Go ahead, give us a call, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. In the meantime, we are going to go to Melbourne and talk with Bill.
Morning, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Morning, sir.
What's up?
Well, our wonderful Congress, as you know, are very fiduciary-oriented to making sure that they make our money worthless. Chinese are not buying our debt anymore. Our inflation is going through the roof. The consumer price index in 30 days in July went up 7.8%. So we are really finding that even if you don't make $400,000 or more, you're in a soup if you don't know it. So my question is very simple. Given that gold went up 25% last year, silver went up 40% last year, and I'm not interested in getting into bitcoins or that stuff, fiduciary prudent persons thought, and are any of you buying precious metals yourselves? Because you realize that the paper money, when you guys retire, like 25% of us are old, over-the-hill folks, that you may not have as good a standard of living as you have today.
Well, first of all, your question says that if you have money, and that's the problem, if you're holding cash, you're getting hammered. So you need to have your money invested, and you have to have your money invested in things that are dollar-denominated. Certainly, precious metals is one area, whether it's gold, silver, or commodities. Real estate, as you've seen, holds its value because that's dollar denominated, as are stocks. They're dollar denominated. So there are opportunities to obviously get your money and to stay ahead of inflation. And when you build a portfolio, which should be built around the time horizon and risk tolerance that you have, but more importantly, to hit the target rate of return that you need to have steady income and to be sure that you still have money in the bank when you're 93 years old. So there is a place perhaps for precious metals in a portfolio, but I wouldn't bet the ranch on it because it's too volatile.
Well, then, you say they're volatile. If they went, the money is moving to that, you see what the billionaires are investing in. Real estate, certainly, they're buying up huge amounts of real estate around the country. Right. I couldn't agree with that more. But the key point is that if this government is so irresponsible, you see the national debt and where we are, and it's all if it goes the way it looks like and today, and not to mention the costs of Afghanistan, to me it just seems like everything could have. And the last thing is the dollar is the world reserve currency because of the fact that When the Saudis took over the oil wells, the arrangement, we didn't fight them if they required that the dollar be used as a currency to pay for Saudi oil. How long does anybody think that the Saudis are going to take worthless paper dollars if they can find something else? You know that they've been looking around for some time to find something else to substitute for it. And the fact that other currencies in the world are weaker than even ours maybe why it's lasted so long, but there's no reason to think that the dollar is going to last as a world reserve currency.
Well, I don't, you know, my crystal ball gets a little fuzzy, but I can tell you that what is the alternative? Is it the Chinese yuan? Is it the Russian ruble? to be the alternative currency. And that's there's the dilemma. I mean, you said it just right. You know, we're the cleanest shirt in a bag of dirty laundry. that's the way it is. In the United States, we hope to will continue to be the world leader. I mean, I agree with you. What's right. going on in Congress right now? It scares the living hell out of me. You know, politically and economically and so on and so forth. But by the same token, you hit it right on the head. You can't be holding dollars today. If you got your money stuffed in a bank somewhere and holding on it because you're afraid to lose it, you are, in fact, losing.
Yeah, you're losing money. And we get that question a lot, and it's just people are scared. They want to have their dollars, but again, their dollars, like you just said, they're going backwards by holding dollars. So we appreciate the call. I know we're getting here towards the end of the show. We want to go through the website one more time. If you're interested in reaching out to us during the week, please go to our website, financialgroup.com, and you can reach us again by calling our number 407-869-9800. Rodney is going to continue to take calls here for a little bit more. So if you want to get a call off the air, you can again reach him at 407-869-9800.
And thanks for tuning in, and hope to see you next week.
Yeah, we'll be back same time, same place next week. You've been listening to On the Money right here on WDBO, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a certified financial group on WDBO.